Autobots, roll out! End of line.
This sounds pretty heavy. Wait, that has nothing to do with it.
I am the Knight Industries 2000.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'm Batman.
Welcome back to a very special election episode of Vintage Geeks. I'm your host, David.
I thought you were, it almost sounded like you were doing like, it was like a very special blossom, you know? Well, I was like, what is he going to say? Then he said election episode, so, which I'm sure everybody wants to hear, but, you know, it's like the only thing in the news this week, so.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm Joe, by the way, but, yeah, so, what else would have happened in 2020 than this?
Oh,
I mean, like, dude, this should be everybody should be like, oh yeah, we knew this was going to happen, because 2020 has been a fucking shit show.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And I've seen it coming. The only thing I didn't know was the overall outcome. To be honest, I really thought Trump was going to get reelected. I really, really did. I've never seen turnout like this. I've never seen so much coverage of this election and how many people have been so completely wrong about so fucking much. It has been an absolute joy and pleasure to watch, to be honest. Like, because honestly, I don't have a stake in the presidency. I just don't. I don't like either candidate. I don't really like their choice in vice president. I think it is, you're getting rid of one extreme for possibly another. And
well, that's the way it is nowadays. There's no
right.
They're at the edges of each of their parties, and you know, it's, I didn't realize what some of this, well, first of all, before the, like, in the run-up to the election, the last couple of weeks, you know, they were basically saying this was going to be a blowout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, and I didn't realize, as they were saying, the day before the election poll, like, the Washington Post ABC poll in Wisconsin had Biden up 17. And it was basically, yeah. Now he won by one. I mean, that's not even... like, that's not even in the ballpark of being somewhat accurate in the margin of error.
Right.
So it's funny because it's after 2016, the pollster says, well, we're going to change things. We're going to get it right this time. And I can say it's probably worse because it's just so funny. Just seeing all this, because as we were talking a couple days ago, first of all, you knew the perfect storm was coming. You knew you had a record number of mail-in votes, right?
Yeah.
So if you were a state that didn't change your laws, because you have to change a law, like to count them early or to count them, you know, the day of election or something, you don't have a plan for that. You're
right.
Fucking stupid. But and no offense to anybody who works in the government, but most of the people that work in these state and local governments, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm
you're
not
saying
say
there's a little bit of truth to Parks and Rec is what you're saying.
Well,
like,
but yeah,
they're
but
not
then,
all the brightest bulbs.
But yes, but here's, I'll say this, where people were saying about all these election officials and vote counters and all that. Well, you know what? Why didn't you fucking go volunteer to be a poll
right.
worker or to be a vote counter? So fuck you. If you know, if you're you know, saying they should be doing this, they should be doing that, then you should have been one.
Right.
You know, instead of having your fucking, the cow balls hanging off your truck and your fucking flag off the back, you know,
I, I think there is a lot of fuck yous to go around in this election season. I know I have plenty of fuck yous right now going out to people everywhere. Like, it's, to me, it's amazing. Like, I...
Oh, you were the devil. You and Maribel. You were the devil for Dare Vote Third Party. Like,
yeah.
California, like, and where Maribel is, California, and then where you're at in Vermont, there's, like, no chance that it's going to vote Republican. There's no chance.
Like, the shit that happened on Facebook and shit, that outside. I got into arguments with so many people. I got into arguments with liberals just for expressing how the fucking election worked. And to me, it's amazing how, like, because Maribel was, Maribel was fucking losing it. Like,
yeah.
So he had made this post about how, you know, people shouldn't, how Republicans always say you shouldn't follow the name, you know, the word of an actor unless it falls in line with theirs, as evidenced by their greatest Republican of all time in Ronald Reagan. And then, you know, how much people hate lawyers and the law and all that shit or whatever. And the fucking token or the poster boy fucking president for the Democrats was a fucking lawyer. And so it started. It was something stupid. And he just kind of said that this is why the hypocritical shit is why I'm voting third party. And which is fine. I honestly think everyone, I don't care who you back. Everyone should do their duty as a citizen and vote. I don't care who you vote for. In the end, whoever's president, I have to live with whatever comes down the pike. It's not a big deal, but that's not going to change what I do from day to day. I'm going to get up. I'm going to work. I'm going to find a way to pay my bills and provide for my family and everything else. And I'm not going to sweat anything else. I don't give a fuck who's in office. But I do think our government's broken, and I do think it needs to change, which is why I vote third party and try to get change enacted. And that's all I've ever really wanted. I just want my government to work for me, and it doesn't. And so whoever you vote for whatever reasons, that is your right, and I think you should most definitely do it. I don't care if you're voting for Trump. I don't care if you're voting for Biden. I don't care your reasons. Everyone should have what they everyone should vote because it affects the world around you. It's not just the presidency. I could really give a shit who's president. What I care about is my local stuff, because my local stuff is what is going to personally affect me. I vote for my judges. I vote for the district attorney. I vote for people who I'm aligned with. I don't sit there and think that party lines help make my deal. I know what I want out of my elected officials. So, like, I usually vote Republican governor depending on their stance, because I like, you know, fiscal people running my state, as long as they're not extreme. And the governor that Vermont has is fantastic. He's handled the fucking pandemic so great. Like, a lot of people are pissed because they're like, they shut down businesses, people have lost businesses and everything else, and I get all of the reasons why people are pissed. The fact of the matter is Vermont has been one of the safest states since the pandemic started, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, to be very honest with you. Like, as much as I hate this fucking state, I feel safer here than I would anywhere else at this point in the country. So the dude did such a good job. I was like, fuck it. You know what? I'm totally voting for him again. So my vote for governor went Republican. I really like the chick who is running for lieutenant governor. She's Democrat. I think my district attorney vote was like fucking Green Party. So, like, honestly, I'm all over the map. I don't care, but I think you should vote based on where you live and how it affects you. So the national stage, I'm voting for change. I want change. I don't want the two-party system. I want it broken down. I want more diversity and people to actually come together and talk through shit, as opposed to pushing each other away and seeing how far to the extremes we can get. Because everyone's calling everyone the extremist of their parties. Well, at this point, you're both fucking extremists. It doesn't fucking matter. And it's not getting us anywhere. And so there's been tons of fighting and all this bullshit on Facebook. So fucking, anyways, getting back to Maribel. Sorry, go off on a tangent. On brownies or on fudge and fucking smoked a bowl. So now I'm like fucking shot off a cannon. But so anyways, Maribel had this thread going and some chick chimed in about throwing your third party vote away to Trump and everything. And like me, DeKim, Eric, we're all kind of going back and forth with her about how wrong she was on that.
Oh, yeah, because I remember that. Oh, my God. So
it was like, it started off on another post, and fucking, I had made...
Turned into this, mansplaining, I heard. I saw right, that. Like, oh, you, no one was mansplaining anything, but it. But a meme was apparently mansplaining something.
Yeah. So his original post, she started it, and I, not based on her comment... But Eric had sent me like a photo of it going, I cannot believe I opened my mouth. What the fuck? What is wrong with
people? Everybody says that when they do a Facebook post about that.
I know. But you don't expect, you don't really don't want to fight with people. The problem is everyone's out there to kind of have their opinion. And everyone should be allowed their opinion. But you shouldn't force your opinion to be the right opinion. That's what's wrong with fucking everyone right now. So I commented on it, not directly to her, but explaining how the Electoral College works and how your vote where depending on where you are, what your vote can do. And he ended up deleting the whole post, like fuck it, and put up another post saying there is too much drama, fucking I got called out by people for no fucking reason, and I'm just done. I'm done with this book. And the fucking same chick started going after him. So fucking Duncan was like, you know what? I'm going to get in there. And he started going off on her.
Tag me in. It's a tag team.
It kind of was. So like Dunk got in there and fucking went after her a little bit. And she started coming back at him and everything. And I was working and I wanted to get into it. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I got way too much work to do. I don't care. I got to get this done. If I get fucking sucked into this Facebook argument, I'm fucked. I'm not going to get anything done. And so I waited till I was done work, and Dunk had gone back and forth with her for a while, and it had quieted down. And I just fucking jumped in there and was like, listen, and pretty much said the same thing. You know, if you know how the Electoral College works, and you know where you live and how your state's going to go, or if you're in a county where your vote does matter, then yes, voting third party can shift who gets that county's votes and what color it turns.
Right.
But living in Vermont and California, a half an hour after the polls close, you know which way they're going to go.
Yeah. California's like, what, 65-70%?
Right.
Democrat. And, I mean, that's a vote. I think that's what the vote came in. So it's...
Exactly. So fucking Eric could have voted for Kanye West for all anyone mattered. And
hey, man,
it won
he got 60,000 votes nationally. What did he get in Vermont? Like 1,500 votes or something?
Yeah. It was like 1,700
or
something.
Not bad.
Like, hey, you know what? He's as good as either of the two up there right now. So what fucking ever.
Did you listen to? Oh, you didn't listen to that Rogan.
I did.
That, you did?
No, I didn't listen to Kanye's Rogan. I listened to the other one that he did.
Oh,
but
no,
we'll
the election. I was telling you the Kanye one is like one long run on sentence. But that election day one wasn't that really good?
Oh, it was fucking fantastic.
And the dude, I told you, that dude, he was saying exactly what was going to happen. He's like, Texas, mm-hmm. you're going to see it's Biden's going to be ahead because they're counting mail-in votes first.
Yeah.
and then Dea votes second or whatever, and he said it's reverse in Pennsylvania and whatever. So he was, I mean, he was on the money, and then, you know, they had, you know, some funny stuff in there. But you finish your thing. Go ahead, finish your
thing. Okay. So I started going back and forth with her about this chick, about voting third party, and she was just like adamant that it was throwing your vote away. And then I fucking, Eric is messaging me at the same time, telling me a little bit of her backstory and shit. So I fucking pull out of the air all this bullshit about, you know, the plight of the being an alphabet woman and how hard it is to deal with, you know, actually learning about politics and not really paying attention to what's going around you because your issues are so much more dramatic than anyone else's. Like, I went off. I was pissed. But I didn't ever cross the line.
Yes, I read everything. That was correct. Yeah. Everything was civil, but to the point.
Civil-ish and stuff. Civil-ish, but you know, you get to the point where people are just so set in their ways. And I'm set in my ways too, but I'm not set in my ways where I'm blind to a party. I'm not blind to the fact that I haven't become the person who believes the party line no matter what. Like, and that's what we're dealing with now, is that now that the race is so close and everything's going on, it's Trump speaks and his Trump tards all fucking just fall in line with the chaos that he's spewing. There's complete voter fraud and this and that. And, you know, pulling everything that the Democrats pulled last election. And it's just a reversal of completely hypocritical.
That's what I told you the other day. I'm like, if this whole situation was reversed, like if Biden was ahead and 3 days later his lead went, they would be doing the same thing.
Yeah,
they'd be saying the same thing. So the exact same thing would be happening, just with the opposite people. Because could you imagine if Biden was ahead and then 3 days, 4 days later, Trump takes the lead in like four different states that determine the election, they would be crying, yeah, holy hell.
Oh yeah, so absolutely.
Acting like high and mighty, like, you know, you wouldn't do it is so disingenuous. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And I'm talking about the party loyalists, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe common sense people, you wouldn't think that way, but so.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that was quite fun, because we this is the caveat to it all. So we had spent I'd spent hours going back and forth with her, and I, you know, my wife works her second job, so I'm home alone, fucking basically sitting there in front of the TV doing nothing except arguing with this chick online, and so the election comes and is still coming. It's like fucking Peter North in a porn film, just fucking
oh man, man, that's a throwback.
I know, that's why we're vintage geeks.
Yeah, man. Don't talk Ron Jeremy. Yeah, he's in fucking, isn't he fucking jail, or he's got like 20 charges against him.
Yeah,
which, yeah, shocking. Ron, he looks like such a reputable person, so that's just, yeah, shocking.
Yeah, yep. Poor Ron. Yeah. But so after Vermont pretty much went for Biden within half an hour, and then it was like, you know, it got later in the night, and I was like, fuck it, I know this isn't gonna get resolved tonight, I'm gonna go to bed. And fucking next day I woke up and I saw California had fucking went blue and shit, and I wasn't really thinking about it too much at the time. I went through my day, I was busy as fuck, really. And then all of a sudden it kind of hit me. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that bitch. Like, it, something just started gnawing on at me. Like, you know, obviously I was right. And I started it right back up with the, you know, see what I mean? My third party vote didn't actually go to Trump, because Vermont ended up going to Biden, just like I knew it would. So you were factually completely wrong
right.
in your statement. And on top of that, what you said Eric's vote was going to do and turn California for Trump didn't happen either. So I just wanted to point out here that
if
you are wrong,
yes. Well, and if that happened with California, you might as well do the Lex Luthor plan from Superman 1 and detonate a missile on the fault and let it go out into the ocean, because that's about, you know, that's about what would happen if that really happened, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, that's basically like we got into it again, going back and forth, and she's like, she started something about, well, I didn't contact you or I didn't start this back up for whatever reason. I go, oh no, I did, because I was gloating because you were fucking wrong. Like, period. Like, I have no problem admitting that I started this back up. I know exactly what I did. I'm just pointing out the fact that you, the fucking alphabet lady who is all like, you're so wrong, you don't know what you're talking about. Obviously, the dude with the penis knew what he was talking about.
Well,
yeah.
This is the only thing I got to say. So when Biden is in the White House, like, I would not be walking down the steps ahead of Kamala, because she's going to hit the back of his knee, and that fucker's going to go down the steps, and then she's going to be president. Yeah. So I wouldn't turn my back on her.
No, not at all. Not even close. I don't like that card at all. She is.
But like I told you, divided government is a great thing.
Yeah.
It is awesome, because especially since it's even, you know, Republicans gain more seats in the House, Senate still what it is. Okay, Biden's going to be president. Nothing is going to be able to get done unless they really agree on something, which hopefully isn't
right.
bad for us. So that is a good thing, because
people
say, oh, gridlock Washington. They don't need to be passing shit. They really don't. Important stuff, yes. But
that's the thing is,
but like me, like not like you not having straws or something, like plastic straws or bags, Walmart bags, that, you know, that kind of shit, that's not, come on.
But like, even so, like, even the important shit that does need to be passed, the problem is they try to add so much shit to it that
it's ridiculous.
It's their own causes. It's like, listen, stop this bullshit. This is what is fucking everything up. Vote on the issues. Don't try to fucking sneak some bullshit in there just to get your own fucking way. Like, this is a problem. This is why everyone is behind on their rent, why the economy's fucking tanking, because you guys are trying to pack bills full of shit as opposed to just getting the fucking people money that they so desperately need. I don't need the check. The check is a bonus for me. The check is, yes, I can pay off some bills that are, you know, I'm not hugely behind, but it's always nice to have extra money for the bills. So, you know, it's not, me and my wife both work. We both have our side hustles. So it's not like we aren't working or making money, but there's a lot of people not working, by evidence of all the fucking protesting going on to this day. Like, these people can't have jobs. There's a reason all these people are protesting, because everyone's fucking out of a job. No one has money. The fuck else do you expect people to do? Like, seriously. So I don't, it's been crazy. And so, like, since the election, and we're still not at a winner, now Facebook's just flooded with the right wing. Oh my God, We're having this stolen. My favorite so far has been the fucking picture of the map, how red the map is. And they're like, I don't even understand how you can have this much red on the map and still be losing the election. I'm like, do you fuckers not know basic geography? Do you
geography
not know
and population, like fucking Wyoming, Alaska, like I told you, Alaska, there's like 40 people living there and they still have the vote count, but it's you know, it's the size of what, fucking Texas or something, or close to Texas.
Yeah,
but
it's fucking
the population
huge. I think it's bigger than, it's the biggest state we have. It's bigger than fucking Texas.
Is it bigger than Texas?
I think fucking Alaska's like, I think Alaska is the biggest state. I think continentally, Texas is the biggest state, but I think Alaska's far bigger.
Okay.
I well, think. I could be wrong, but I think. Not that we couldn't look it up, but fuck that.
Yeah.
Why be factual? Kiss my ass. We're in election year. There's no facts here. It's all lies.
I was funny. I was talking to somebody thinking about like when all of this was created 200 some years ago, all these guys with, Washington, Adams, these guys were like 18 to 23 years old. Right.
Right.
And could you imagine like 18 to 23 year olds coming up with the document for a country? I mean,
no,
that's crazy.
Not in this day and age, not even close.
Not in this day and age, but it's oh my God. And this is not ending anytime soon, man. Because like Georgia, it's crazy. Georgia has, I don't know, 3 million votes and they're separated by 4,000. That's just insane. But that's 2020, man. That's just the nature of politics and how it's amazing how close these states are. I mean, when you're talking about millions of votes, to have more than one state to be within a tenth of a percent is just, it's mind-boggling.
I've never seen an election this close ever. Like, I don't think there has been one this close where it's gone this long. But getting back to the picture where they're all like, how can he be like it? What I don't get is like rational people who know politics don't understand how the Electoral College and population works. Like, just because a map is all red, like the example I posted on Facebook, the example I used was fucking Michigan is like almost completely red, except for like one spot kind of way up north in the Upper Peninsula. And then there's like another spot kind of to the west, upper a little bit. But then it's all from like Flint all the way down to Lansing and Detroit. Right. That's just completely blue, but it also has the biggest fucking population. So that means all those people, their vote, the amount of their vote outweighs the fact that one town has maybe 1,000 people or 50 people.
Right. And that county is 50 square miles.
Exactly. You end up going, you still go by the popular vote. You just go by the popular vote for that state. And that's how you get your Electoral College vote. It's fucking simple. It's so ridiculously simple.
I had the same thing with somebody, and I was explaining, Pope. I'm like, it's a vote for president by state. Okay.
Right.
Talking about how when they designed this country, well, back when it was like 13 states, they were concerned that New York would become become even bigger superpopulation center, and that if you went off of popular vote, whatever New York wanted, they would get.
Right.
So it would basically be, these other, the Delawares would have zero say in anything.
Right.
So it's actually a pretty ingenious system. It's never going to go away. Okay. California could have 200 million people. Okay. All you got to do is win it by one. So,
right.
but if you win it by 180 million and you win the national popular vote by 60 million, it doesn't care. It doesn't matter. So when people say you need to get rid of the Electoral College, well, then you shouldn't have two senators per each state then, because that was all about equal representation. We're sounding like a fucking history podcast, David.
I don't care, to be honest.
We need to talk about the
Mandalorian. I'm so fucking sick and tired of like the ridiculousness of both sides. That's the shit that just drives me crazy. But yeah, we need to move on because. Fuck this election. It at this point, we may not know until fucking December at this point.
Oh, no, like, really? Well, yeah, because there's going to be a recount in Georgia, and that can't happen until... Yeah, so, but... fuck.
But that fucking Rogan podcast, like, honestly, people, that was one of the funniest podcasts. Like, I really wish I could have listened to that live. But at the same time, the fact that it didn't end and I'm listening to it live and kind of watching the results, it's actually really fascinating to listen to. Even the guy was, like, everyone at the table all agreed that Trump was going to get reelected. I think every one of them, like, the one dude, what the fuck's his name?
The comedian?
No, not the comedian, because he was, like, pro-Trump and, like, really just kind of busted
balls. Was it guys? I think the last name was guy. Was it Kyle Kalinske?
Yes.
Something
yes.
like that?
Yep. Okay. That's absolutely what it was. So he was talking about what you said about how the, you know, vote was going to get counted and everything else. He goes, I still think Trump's going to win this, but there's a very good chance that Biden can pull this out the way that this is all set up and how they're going to do the votes. Like, if you find that Biden starts turning the tide in some of these states and everything else, you're going to see a Biden victory. But he, like, really said he really thought that. Actually, I think at the beginning he said he thought, based on the polls, Biden was going to win, but there's a very good chance that Trump could win. And then that's when Rogan was like, "Any, you can't believe the polls because the polls are made for fucking morons. Like, who's so lonely that they're going to stop and answer questions about who they voted for?" And I kind of sat there going, I agree. Like, yeah. if I go to vote, I'm not going to fucking stop and sit there and talk. Who I like, talk about who I just voted for and everything else. Like, fuck that noise. I want in and out of there as quick as possible. So you're right. If you're going to fucking stop and talk to somebody about who you voted for, you are kind of a moron. And yeah, I wouldn't buy into polls either. So that to me was really funny. He's like, you can't believe polls. And obviously Rogan was right. All the polls had fucking Biden sweeping or Trump sweeping, like, it, and none of that's happened. The closest election ever in an election where you have fucking record breaking numbers. Not only did the current leader have more votes than anybody in history, but the guy losing also has more votes than anyone in history ever. So it's like, what the fuck? This is the craziest election I've ever seen. And you're right, it is fucking completely perfect for 2020. I wouldn't expect anything else. Well, so I actually really wanted to talk about Mandalorian because last we recorded, we were talking about how it was coming out, and you guys just probably listened to that not too long ago because Joe was dragging ass on getting the episode out. So this was actually, we're recording this 2 weeks after that. So we've had 2 weeks of The Mandalorian, and we really needed to talk about it. Starting off with the first episode of second season. You find Mando looking for other Mandalorians to find his to help get the child back to his kind. Now, whether his kind is actually the kind of people the child is, the race the child is, but I think they're meaning more towards get him back to the Jedi, which I don't know how widely spread the Jedi being back are. So I'm kind of not sure what he's talking about at this point. I think he's talking about Jedi. But anyways, you get into him getting a lead. I'm not going to spoil. It's just going to be vague at best because it's not like all this dropped at once. And I want people to, if you're going to binge it, I don't want to ruin it for you. So he ends up going off to a town where he's on Tatooine, where he's heard that there's another Mandalorian there, and in this town called Mos Plego. I think it's Plego, P-L-E-G-O or Plego. I don't know. However the fuck you say it, and he gets there.
Pelgo.
And
Mos Pelgo.
Pelgo. There you go. And he gets there and finds out that there is someone there wearing Mandalorian armor, and it just so happens to be Boba Fett's armor. And there's a little adventure that ensues where it becomes kind of a... It's a true Western, is what it is. It's,
oh, 100%, man. Walking into a bar, you know, a saloon.
The spittoon where the child's sitting there, hanging around, like, what the fuck is this thing? But it was a fucking phenomenal episode. It was so much fun. The fucking visual effects were amazing. Absolutely stellar. Unbelievable. Just a great story, great beginning. It was a good first episode. It was actually a great first episode. It kind of gave you what they were going for as far as the story, the overall plot for the season, and kind of made it a little side adventure to give you a little history, because you get to see the Boba Fett armor. You get to see some other shit in the episode, and kind of gives you little sneak peeks at things as to how it's going to go. So
you want to know a fun fact about the Boba Fett armor in The Mandalorian?
Shoot.
It's been on screen in The Mandalorian 7 times more than in the whole original trilogy.
That's not surprising, to be honest.
what? Yeah, he was it like 7 minutes or something? It's like under 10 minutes his total time on screen.
Yeah. Because it's like you don't ever see it in the prequels. You see it in the, re-edited version. You see it for like literally 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds in A New Hope. And then you see it maybe a few minutes in Empire. And then
a little bit more in Jedi.
Yeah, like another few minutes in Jedi total before he's off screen. So yeah, that's not surprising at all, to be honest with you. But yeah, the fucking reveal at the end was fucking glorious. I Jedi this episode so hard. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Oh yeah, it's I just love how everything, including we'll talk about episode 2. It's just movie quality, and it's got that episode 4 like weathered in look to it. It just It looks so at home in there. And again, and they do it on purpose, like the same kind of wipes, from one scene to the next, the circular wipe, the left to the right, just like they did in episode 4. So that the fight scene with that creature, with the dragon.
That was awesome.
Dude, when he comes, I told you, when he came, he flying out of it, lands on the ground, and the explosion pushes him, it was like the hero pose,
Yeah.
It was absolutely. It was so awesome.
Yeah, so. That episode was fucking phenomenal. I had so much fun. There was like, you couldn't ask for more out of an episode. It really had a little bit of everything. Like, I think it didn't really use the child that much. The child was really purely just kind of there. One of the things that I've kind of come to realize about The Mandalorian is it's learned how to become episodic. And kind of running the through storyline through each episode without necessarily having each episode be about the main story. Now, I think you can kind of get lost and a little too episodic, but I think that was a good way to kind of work in the first episode and kind of give you an idea as to where it's going. He's hunting down Mandalorian so that he can figure out what to do with the child.
Dude, it's like the format of like the Hulk TV show, Knight Rider.
Mm-hmm.
You go from one town to the next, and you get involved in something that you got to fix.
Yeah,
it's literally what's happening. Yeah. And the Boba Fett, actual Boba Fett, that truth will be in this, along with, of course, we know Rosario Dawson is going to be in it with. So you got the Jedi piece of it. So I can't wait for these. And I imagine they're going to come slowly merging together. And then you got Moff Gideon, too. And you're going to have Boba Fett, the Moff Gideon, and then the Ahsoka stuff all converge, hopefully, in an epic last couple episodes.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's where it's going. So getting to episode 2, he comes back from his voyage from Mos Pelgo and ends up getting another gig to bring this frog species back to its own planet to deliver its eggs so that the male can fertilize them and they can keep the species going. So it becomes this, like,
and supposedly Mandalorians on that planet that they're going to.
Yes. That's the only reason he agrees to it, because the husband supposedly is in talks with the Mandalorians. So he takes it. He can't go through hyperdrive or anything. Hyperspace. He has to actually go through subspace and actually fly through the galaxy to get her there, or the eggs will fucking explode. And you find out that the child is very fascinated by the eggs and thinks that they are food. It's so a little, like, you can kind of see it from the beginning when he first sees them. You know it's going to be trouble. I think I saw you post about it, but the thing that this episode did more than anything was show how funny it could be.
Yeah.
Because it really was, there were, like, even though it's kind of like, I've seen it before kind of humor, it kind of works. Because it feels new with the child. Just seeing the child do it's fucking cute as fuck. And it's going to happen.
Yeah, and... well, that, and so I don't really 100% care for that Amy Sedaris' character, but I thought she was very funny in this episode. Naturally funny. Like, where'd you get the armor? I had to kill a crate dragon for it. Oh, is that all? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. It was... Peyton Reed, Ant-Man director, did this, and then you basically have Dr. Mandible, the alien ant, that's kind of an Easter egg there, having that in there. So it's, yeah. And she's like, with some of the dragon meat, don't overcook it. I like it medium rare. I'm not some kind of Rodian, for crying out loud.
Right.
So I thought that kind of stuff was funny. And again, the little looks, like that the child gives him, like after that, where he's fighting off the bounty hunters, gives him, first of all, we're talking about 2020 in a nutshell. It's that bounty hunter with the knife to Baby Yoda's throat. That's
right.
That's literally. Right. but the side eye that Baby Yoda gives him after he jetpacks the guy who falls back to Earth. Was fucking funny. Like it lasts for a split second, but I went back 3 times because it is funny. So,
oh, dude, it really is. You're absolutely right. This was the episode that showed the funny. It also actually was the episode that kind of had the first kind of horror elements too, because later on in the episode, it's not really like. It's not spoilery. It doesn't really fucking affect what you're watching. This is my one critique of this episode, was this felt very filler. Even though it was funny, this was the first filler side episode to me. Unless whatever happened in this trip somehow carries over to the other shows. But I'm not really sure how that would do it, because it didn't seem really connected to the main storyline, other than the fact that he was trying to transport this frog lady to her planet and they get sidetracked. Now, it was cool the fact that you kind of see the X-Wings cruising around being the new Republic, or for, you know, lack of a better term, the Empire, you know, just pulling over ships and fucking checking their lights, like basically being the police of the galaxy at this point. And so you kind of get a little bit of the New Republic, but it doesn't really manifest itself into anything other than they end up kind of pulling Mando out of the situation he's in. So it, to me, it was a very filler episode. It was probably my least favorite episode of the entire series by far, but I still enjoyed it because I think you're right. It showed it's funny. It wasn't horrible. I had flashbacks of Alien at times, just kind of wondering what was going to happen. And the fact that all the creatures at the end were spiders fucking creeped me the fuck out.
That was a great sequence and great CGI. Like, yes, again, movie quality.
Absolutely.
And those are actually white spiders from Ralph McQuarrie's original concept art that was apparently it was in Rebels and Clone Wars, they said. What I read. So I like how they, you know, using some of Ralph McQuarrie stuff in there, and yeah. Just other funny stuff that I thought was like when the X-Wings initially, you know, were asking him questions, and then when they were done, you know, he gave the half-hearted "May the Force be with you." Like, I know I gotta say this. Just
yeah, yeah.
And apparently, the bathroom is called the Privy. In the universe there. So that's new information. Is that the first time a bathroom has been referenced in Star Wars?
No, it was. He mentioned it in the first episode of the first season The dude he bounty hunted on that planet asked to use the Privy. He actually brought it up by that name, and then he went down there and started going through his guns, and that's when Mando caught him and threw him in the carbonite casing, the, you know, portable carbonite freezer thing.
Well, another thing is apparently those spiders are native to Dagobah per what was in the expanded universe at the time too. So,
oh
yeah,
no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. The fucking CGI on it was absolutely gorgeous. Again, my only real critique is the fact that it was just kind of filler. You know, it didn't really do much for the overall story at all. It really was kind of like, again, the Razor Crest is kind of busted right now. But other than that, and he's on his way to possibly go find more Mandalorians, it really didn't do anything for the story unless somehow the damaged Razor Crest comes into play in the next episode. But at this point, it was a good episode. I liked it. It's solid. I would say it's a high bad one, but, you know, as far as every other episode being a Jedi, you know, it's a little lackluster, but still completely enjoyable for me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like The Boys, where I hate having that to wait a week to watch it.
Yeah.
So, I haven't really, I mean, so Favreau directed the first one, Peyton Reed directed this one. I'm sure Filoni is going to be directing one. Are any of the other directors from season one?
Yes. I think Rick Fumiawa is directing another episode this season. I think I remember hearing, but I haven't heard anyone else, to be honest with you. I think he's the only holdover that I remember hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, fucking, it's a great start to the season. I'm fucking excited. But, we get to the point where now we know, they know how to make this an episodic TV show. And it's fucking really working. It's the way it uses the universe is so brilliant and doesn't feel forced or contrived or, you know, just fan servicey. It feels solid. And I think that's probably the most important part is the fact that they can make this extended story in this universe feel like its own thing and not rely on the franchise to carry it through.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, sir, you got anything else?
I got caught up on season 10 of The Walking Dead. And I do have to say it is, they did a really good job of making me interested in the characters and the story. I think they finally got Negan right. I never liked him when he was the asshole Negan, but yeah. in their internal prison for 7 years, you know. But what's interesting is going to happen now is they just had like the mid-season finale because of COVID and everything. But what's her name? Maggie just came back in the last episode. And of course, he killed Glenn, who's her husband. So that's going to be interesting dynamic. And then I started watching that new one. It was the Walking Dead World Beyond. It's following these like four kids and two slightly older like guardians. That they're going from Oklahoma to New York to find the dad who got involved with like the Republic, like a new government that formed like in the middle of like between California and the Mississippi River, you know? And yeah. So he went there on like a cultural exchange or scientific exchange, but now he sent some kind of warning message that he needs help, so they're going to find him. So, I think that's, was that the third Walking Dead series? And then it's supposed to be Rick Grimes movies, three movies. And then what's her name? So, Danai Gurira, she left the show from as Michonne,
yeah,
because she was creating a show on CBS with somebody else, and that got canned before it even got off the ground. So she's like, well, maybe I should have stayed there. So, but yeah, other than that, I've been playing, I finished Ghost of Tsushima and am now playing they added a totally free online multiplayer DLC. Like the only thing I have to pay for is PlayStation Plus.
No
and
shit.
It is like you can do two player a co-op thing. You can do a four player. There's these nightmare scenarios. It's a ton of stuff and it's all free. There's no microtransactions. You didn't have to pay. Like they could have literally for this, they could have charged $10 or $15, right. And they didn't. So. And the game, the main game, I think is the longest game I've ever played. Like I would bet. See, normal. Like I like The Last of Us, The Last of Us 2. I played that twice. Mm-hmm. I think that clocks in about 24 hours, right?
Right.
I'm pretty sure this game has got to be at least 36 hours, maybe 48 hours. It's just there's just so much to do and so many side missions and quests, and you know, it kind of makes you want to find things. The combat is amazing, the visuals are amazing. It's just like this is a game that if it was a launch title for PlayStation 5, I would find a way to get a PlayStation 5. That's how good the game is.
Damn.
You know, everything else I could wait. Like Last of Us, if they make a Last of Us 3, I could wait till that comes out. I love that game. You know, a Tomb Raider, yeah. This game is just, it is so good. And just the amount of detail and badassery, sword, you know, samurai, ninja stuff. You can play it any which way you want. You could be a ninja, try and assassinate people. You can go in stealth. You can go in guns blazing. It's just, it's really, if you're into that kind, if you're into that Tomb Raider platforming kind of game, you have to get this game.
Yep.
So
nice.
That's that.
Oh shit.
So
nice. All right then. I guess we're gonna shut it down for this week. We will be back eventually. Catch you up on some more Mandalorian, and I'm sure something will have come out by that. Oh yeah, we got to talk about the right stuff. That's not wrapped up yet this season.
I think I'm an episode behind. Well, my problem is I put it on like late at night, and I keep watching the same 15 minutes of episode 3, yeah. I think. So yeah. So I just I need to get caught up on it. How many episodes are they on now?
Six
or something?
Five
or six? Okay.
Five or six, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. I'm not sure. I don't really remember. Like, I've literally been watching almost nothing but news for...
Oh, my gosh.
Since Tuesday. So, yeah.
They love this. They love all of it.
Well, the funny part about it is, it's like, so I watched CNN because the major networks don't run anything really. And so I'm like, I'm listening to it, and all I'm really doing is watching for vote changes, you know, the updates of the counts and everything. And I'm not really listening to them because, first off, they're fucking horrible. Like, it's literally just Trump bashing whenever, and you know, rightfully so. I don't like the dude either, but it becomes a little super Trump bashing as opposed to really just talking about the stats and the election as a whole. They really go after him. So it's like, whatever. I actually turned it over to Fox because I just couldn't do it. And I had been avoiding Fox because I don't want to hear them praise and play into the voter fraud part. So I was really surprised when I switched over and they weren't really saying anything. It was literally like their two morning or afternoon people just talking about to different experts and stuff and not really actually being somewhat rational and talking straight. It was actually really super refreshing.
Yeah, well, I think unless, like, what's the guy? Like the early afternoon stuff is going to be pretty, you know, both side. It's like, yeah. I think it's like their morning show is not. And then of course, then you get into, I mean, anything after whatever, anything in prime time. Cause it's like, what is it?
Yeah.
O'Reilly, not O'Reilly.
It's like Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Hannity and all that. And yeah, that's where you get like totally.
It actually, to me, it started at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Cause then they had like, it wasn't the same two hosts. It was some other chick. It was her own show. And then she had Newt Gingrich who just fucking was laying waste to Biden and what Biden was going to do.
I thought he died.
I couldn't believe he was still alive, but he's, you know, he was the beginning of this.
What was he saying?
Oh, he's just saying that there's complete voter fraud and this is ridiculous. We've never seen any kind of fraud this bad in all of the history. And I'm like, dude, first off, that's a fucking lie. And second off,
look at the history, like where I'm from, Chicago, Cicero and Capone was around and they were like taking ballot boxes. Like, that's fraud.
Yeah. Like, dude, you really don't know what fraud is. Like, I, you know, whatever. If you don't believe the counts are legit, that's fine. But like, come on. This is not the biggest fucking fraud scheme ever pulled just because your guy's not going to win. And that's what it became. And that's when I was like, okay, fuck it. I actually went back to CNN and I just turned off the volume. And like, that's all I do now is I keep it on just so I can keep track of what's going on without hearing these fucking idiots. Because half the time, okay, literally it is this is half their message. Have patience. We're going to count all the votes. We will have a winner. Well, no shit.
No shit. Obviously. Yeah. Well, it gets into some of those things where they, I mean, this is, this is the other thing I meant to tell you. So we were messaging back and forth. Like, I was behind live, but when Trump was doing his press conference, but what was funny is if you go back and watch it, as he's talking about all this, I don't know which network it was. Somebody was saying the vote numbers are going down. Right. You know, they were going towards Biden as he's talking. Like, it went like from like 11,000 to 6,000. Like, as he's talking.
Right. That I was at that point where I was like, I hope they cut Donald Trump off with breaking news that Biden just won the rest of enough of the electoral votes to win the presidency. Like, literally cut Donald Trump off to say this. Like, that would have fucking made me die laughing. It would have been one of the funniest things I'd ever seen in my life. But today, so like, I'll turn on the volume when they talk about when they have the auditors and fucking local government officials talking and shit. And so they had the people from Philadelphia on at some point this afternoon. And that's the other thing that's kind of obnoxious. All the reporters ask the same fucking five questions every time that whoever's been talking has already brought up, you know, whatever facts they were going to tell them about it. And I'm just like, you fucking reporters suck. But they kept bombarding this poor lady with the same questions, and she was just like kind of flustered. And the mayor steps in and he's like, okay, everyone just calm down. You're asking three questions at the same time. And make some sense. Come on, people. And then reporters started talking over one another again. And look, now it's two of you doing it. Like, one of you just say something. And then they brought up, what do you think the president should do or whatever? And this dude fucking lost his mind. He's like, and I quote, Donald Trump should put on his big boy pants and just accept the loss like Carter did, like Bush did.
Who said
and
that?
The mayor of Philadelphia.
The mayor of Philadelphia said, put on your big boy pants?
Big boy pants. And I'm not even kidding. I am still quoting. Donald Trump needs to put on his big boy pants accept the loss like Carter did, like Bush did, like Gore did. And it's just kind of railed on him. And he's like, and he's got to accept he's just going to lose.
He needs to accept it like a little bitch.
Dude, he came so close. I was like, dude, you got some balls. I told my wife, and she's like, good, I'm glad someone said that to Donald Trump. I'm like, that's the fucking mayor of Philadelphia.
Aren't they still counting in Pennsylvania? Like, why would you say that? It's like they're still counting votes.
Yes. I'm like, all right, you're trying to disprove fraud. You're not going to tell him that he's lost when they haven't even counted all the votes, you fucking idiot. But he needs to put on his big boy pants. I fucking died laughing. I'm just like, oh my God. You just committed fucking political suicide, you crazy bastard.
Oh my gosh.
Goddamn crazy people. Crazy times. It's fucking nuts.
Well, so David, I'm going to double check. Remember what I told you I did the last episode, right?
Yes.
On our show notes, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, yep. Let me go in the email. Not Supercast email. I don't know why I still have that on here.
I think I still have a Supercast email too.
Did not get an email. So basically, everyone who's listening, in the end of our show notes, I said, I don't think anybody's reading this stuff, but if you are, if you send me an email that says I read this, I will send you a special Joe Prime surprise. Well, too fucking bad. Nobody
y'all
emailed.
Y'all fucking lose. That means I default win. You can send me the Joe Prime.
And David, you know when I send something, I don't send like some
It's good shit.
Like you're gonna get something awesome. Really, you're gonna get something really good DC, and you fucking you blew it.
You blew it. You blew it. Oh my god. Yeah, I actually completely forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you all fucking lose.
Oh man.
It's a damn shame.
Well, that was good. I'm glad. Short episode, but it's good. You know.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah, definitely. No, I.
So, well, and I will really put. I'm gonna to put. I'll put a timestamp in this one. So if anybody, well, the,
yeah.
Anyway, that's the only time we'll put a timestamp in. So. Yeah. All right.
All right. So until next time, everyone, take it easy.
See ya.
If you see a problem, want to make a change, you got to find someone to be in charge or someone to lead the way. But there's so many choices, so many choices. So how can we agree? Everyone gets a single vote, oh, it's called democracy. Tell me, what's an election?
Election.
When people get to choose,
cast a vote for a candidate who represents your views.
So tell me, what's an election?
Election.
When people get a say,
cast a vote for a candidate to help and lead the way.
Candidate, not a candy, no, they want a special job.
Very special job.
Taking charge in the government.
Or trying to make the law.
Trying to make the law.
We the people must decide, the choice is ours to make.
Cast a vote and whoever gets the most will win the race.
Tell me, what's an election?
Election.
When people get to choose.
Cast a vote for a candidate who represents your views.
So tell me, what's an election?
Election.
When people get a say.
Cast a vote for a candidate to help and lead the way.
So when you hear about elections at home or on the news, take a look at the candidate who represents your views. So tell me, what's an election?
Election.
When people get to choose.
Cast a vote for a candidate who represents your views.
So tell me, what's an election?
Election.
When people get a say.
Cast a vote for a candidate to help and lead the way. Maybe you'll be a candidate to help and lead the way.